I saw some bananas in the fruit bowl, so I asked for a platon, at which point the whole family looked at me strangely. They then explained to me that I'd actually asked for a large plate. Platon means large plate, whereas banana is plátano.
4.
I was in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil with my husband, and it was a very hot day, so we decided to take a break from our sightseeing. We found a street vendor selling cold drinks and snacks near the beach. I was so hot and tired that I quickly ordered what I thought was ice cream. I said, "Uma cosquinha, por favor." As soon as I'd finished speaking, the street vendor burst out laughing. He quickly apologized and explained in English that I'd asked him for a tickle and not ice cream. Tickle in Portuguese is cosquinha, and ice cream is casquinha.
5.
I'm an American living in Korea. Usually I can communicate pretty well in Korean. I speak Korean with my wife every day, and I have a tutor that I meet with every week to practice my conversation skills. So, one day, I went to the store to buy a few things. I usually take my young son with me, but he wasn't with me this particular day. When the salesperson asked me about my son, my answer confused her because I accidentally said, "Eje obsoyo," which means, "He's dead." What I meant to say was, "Yogi obsoyo," which means, "He's not here."
File 4A. Listening. 1. I suffer from asthma, and I usually carry an inhaler around with me just in case I get an attack. Anyway, I was on a work trip. I was in Paris. I had forgotten my inhaler, and I was having problems breathing. So I went to a pharmacy and asked for un aspirateur, which I thought was the French word for inhaler. I realized it wasn't when the girls behind the counter looked very confused. It turned out that I had asked for a vacuum cleaner, aspirateur, instead of an inhaler, inhalateur. 2.
I was in Istanbul with a Turkish friend of mine, and we decided that we wanted to buy some bread. I wanted to try out the Turkish I knew, so I said that I would ask for it. So we found this tiny little store, and we went in. I said to the salesperson in my best voice, "Taze arkek," which I thought meant fresh bread. Unfortunately, I got the word for bread, ekmek, confused with the word for man, erkek. So what I had actually asked for was a fresh young man. Luckily, my friend came to my rescue and asked for the bread correctly. But I felt a little embarrassed.
3.
I was 14 and I was on an exchange visit with my school in Madrid. It was the first night and I was at home with my Spanish host family, the Garcias, having dinner. We'd finished the main course and it was time for dessert. So the wife, Maria, asked me if I'd like some fruit.